You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, Fiji reported 636 cases of coronavirus, which brings the active cases to over 5,000. But the government has said they will not enforce a full lockdown. Instead, they are opting to keep businesses open with additional restrictions, including social distancing and masks. I spoke to University of Canterbury's Dr. Stephen Ratava about the government's response and how Fiji can control escalating cases. To start, I asked him to briefly explain the situation in Fiji.
I've gone over the 600 mark, which is a horrible piece of news, particularly at this point in time. Well, the government is so far running out of ideas. In fact, they don't have a mechanism in place to be able to respond effectively to how things have unfolded in the last few months. And they're just waiting and hoping that they will achieve the herd community level, herd immunity level after vaccination. So they've kind of almost given up in terms of how proactive strategic responses is concerned.
Yeah, because the government said that they don't want to go into full lockdown to keep the economy operating. But as cases keep rising, do you think a full-scale lockdown might be on the cards?
See, again, one of the problems is the fact that the business industry is a big lobby group in Fiji, and they've been lobbying the government to open up so they can make some money. And also I think the government is looking at how they can get some money into the budget through taxation. If businesses are closed, then they're probably going to go bankrupt. And, well, so far they are in that position. So, but then, they're not prepared to have short-term pain for long-term gain by having, let's say 2 weeks of lockdown. They're not doing that. And as a result, they're just allowing escalation of this virus around Suva, which is very highly populated, with its population of more than 300,000, which is quite huge for a small area. And that's where most of the cases are. So Suva is basically like a huge hospital.
So what do you think the government's best approaches to resolve what is happening right now, and especially with the escalating cases?
A number of things. One of the first things they should have done was to put together an interdisciplinary team to be able to address the situation. The problem now is to do with, COVID is, yes, it is indeed a health situation. All they've been doing is using the military-based style of responding using coercion. And secondly, using the conventional medical approach, because one of the problems of COVID-19 now has to do with human behavior, has to do with community relationships, has to do with consent to what the government is saying. A lot of these things are behavioral. A lot of these things have to do with relationships. They should bring in people who are experts in those areas, psychologists, sociologists, anthropologists, to be part of the team rather than just some medical personnel, politicians, and the military to be involved. So, and secondly, they should really do a lockdown. See what happened in Australia. They had a 1 week or so lockdown in Melbourne, and it worked very well. So, that's what they should be doing now.
You mentioned earlier the use of the military. The government, on Monday, it was reported that 48 people were arrested for not following COVID restrictions. How much force do you think the government is prepared to use to enforce these restrictions?
See, that's the problem. The problem is that they don't have the kind of strategic thinking capacity to be able to respond, to ensure that people adhere to what they're saying. They're just using the kind of militarized response when something does something wrong, and then they respond, they arrest them. Rather than convince people, incentivize people, get them to do behavioral changes in order to do what they're supposed to be doing. They're not doing that. They're just doing the response mechanism. They arrest people when they don't do anything that they want. So it's to do with being able to strategically think about what to do.
So what's been the general response of the public to the way that the government's been trying to resolve this? How have people been feeling about it in general?
Oh, people are not happy. People realize that for the government, for any government for that matter, when you publicly state that you cannot control your population, that's what they have been saying. They don't want a lockdown. And their response to the call for lockdown is that they don't have the means to control the people. That's terrible. For a country which prides itself in having a strong military, which has been using it for years, and then all of a sudden, when the crunch comes, when they have to test their resilience, their capacity to be able to rule, they throw in the towel and say, we can't do it. So no government in the world should be ruling if they say that. And that's one of, so psychologically, they are already being defeated.
So do people have faith in the government to support them and to resolve the coronavirus?
After they said that, people say, oh, ha, so let's go to town, let's do whatever we want to do. They can't control us. So they're sending out the wrong message. They're sending out the wrong signal. So the people's trust in the government is very low. The trust in the authorities to be able to sort this thing out, the problem out, is at its lowest. So we hope that through vaccination, they're now reaching the mid-50s, close to 60% of the target, that things will be resolved. And that's the only strategy they have. They wait until they reach the target so that they can have the herd immunity level.
With the you mentioned that there's a lack of trust of the government. Do you think that there's a risk of increased tension and possibly violence among the population?
No, I don't think there'll be violence to that extent, because people also have a sense of resilience and a restraint. They know the problem. Okay, those who are breaking the rules it's probably a minority, but the majority of people have adhered to the rule. But then there are pressures as well, economic pressures. They have to go and work, and they have to survive. And the government hasn't got any resources available for the entire population. There are bits and pieces of things they can do. They themselves are running out of money very quickly. And in terms of a full-scale uprising, I don't think that it's going to happen.
Yeah, so you mentioned that there's a lack of resources. You've said this before in interviews. Do you think that there's a responsibility then for countries like New Zealand and Australia to aid?
Yeah, already Australia and New Zealand have moved in, and they provided some vaccines, and also sent in personnel to help.
Is there more that we can do?
Yes, I think the most important thing, there are basically two things. One is provision in terms of food. Food security is very, very important now. And secondly, to do with vaccination. To do with the vaccines. They have to reach the herd immunity target pretty fast. That's the only solution, because they haven't been able to look at the various other strategic approaches they could have used, but they at the moment, it sounds like it's a bit late.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.